Good evening. When labor and management are unable to agree on wages and working conditions, the problem is primarily a private one, concerning only the people directly involved. But when a dispute between labor and management results in a strike, and especially when that strike erupts into violence, it becomes a matter of concern to the whole community. This has happened in Kalamazoo in the case of the current strike at the Shakespeare Company's plants. The strike began on September 7th. It followed the failure of extended negotiations between the Shakespeare Companies and the union which claimed to represent the Shakespeare employees. The differences between the companies and the union which led to the strike, so far as they relate to wages and working conditions, never have been explained to the public by either the union or management. After the strike broke out, the companies served notice that they would no longer recognize the union as a bargaining agent for their employees. Presumably, this was because the companies did not believe that the union actually represented a majority of the employees. It has never been explained to the public why proper steps were not taken to determine whether this, in fact, was the case before a strike was called. Since the companies served notice that they would no longer recognize the union, all negotiations have been broken off. The union has indicated its willingness to arbitrate the original dispute. The companies, however, since they no longer recognize the union, refuse to have any dealings with it. This is the impasse which resulted in the failure of the mayor's committee to end the strike. The present issue is, then, whether the union actually represents a majority of the Shakespeare employees. Why couldn't the workers return to their jobs with an agreement that this question would be decided by an NLRB election? The answer to that is that the union leaders have not filed anti-communist affidavits under the Taft-Hartley law, and therefore the union cannot qualify for an election. The people of Kalamazoo have a stake in this matter. It is not alone the companies and the workers and the union that are involved. The violence which has occurred around the plant, the bitterness which has been engendered already, has poisoned those excellent labor management relations which exist in most Kalamazoo plants and factories. But there is something else, even more serious, that is, or ought to be, a subject of deep concern to every citizen of Kalamazoo, and that is the effect of this strike and the violence which has attended it upon law enforcement in our city and community. The foundation of any free government is obedience on the part of the citizens to the laws made by their own representatives, and willing cooperation with those whose duty it is to enforce those laws. Without that, free government will collapse. Communists know that, and they act upon their knowledge. Wherever possible, they attempt to encourage disobedience to law and to create defiance of law enforcement officers. Such seed, they know, will bear fruit if the day ever comes, as they confidently believe it will, when they can bring about revolution in this country. And it will help prepare for that day by creating disorder, confusion, and chaos. Congress and the state legislature have enacted certain laws governing the conduct of strikes. These laws permit the peaceful picketing of the plants where strikes are in progress, and they permit strikers to use peaceful persuasion on those who have not joined the strike. But they forbid violence, and they guarantee to any worker the right to enter his place of work if he so wishes. It is the duty of the police to enforce those laws, just as they enforce any other laws. These laws have been violated in a wholesale manner during the strike at the Shakespeare Companies. Workers seeking to enter the plant have been assaulted and beaten. Accordingly, the Kalamazoo Police Department has been called upon to arrest individuals who have perpetrated these attacks and to provide safe entrance to the plant for those who desire to work. In the performance of these duties, our police officers have been subject to derision and ridicule. Malicious gossip has been circulated concerning them. Doubt has even been cast upon the authority of Chief Hoyt, a doubt which the City Commission, fortunately, removed in a resolution last Monday night. When this strike started, Chief Hoyt had a discussion with the strike leaders concerning the laws and the conduct of the strike. He was assured that there would be no violence. At first, police officers performed merely routine duties at the scene of the strike. They knew many of the strikers as personal friends, and they even went across the street and sat down with them for a cup of coffee. And then orders came from higher up that there was to be no more friendliness between the pickets and the police. No picket was to speak to a police officer, let alone drink coffee with him. And then started this campaign of derision against our police force. The other night, at a football game in Kalamazoo, a police officer asked a man to step back off the playing field in accordance with repeated requests over the loudspeaker system. The man turned around and said to the police officer, "Don't try any of those Gestapo methods with me that you use down at the Shakespeare plant." A police officer stopped a motorist the other day for a minor traffic violation and was subjected to a flood of abuse. That's just a sample of what is happening in our community. There cannot be the slightest doubt that if it continues, it will undermine the morale of your police force. The men who serve on your police force are local citizens. They have homes and children just like the rest of us. They attend our churches. They serve on dozens of community boards and committees. They're not overpaid, and sometimes the job they have to do is not very pleasant. They're even subject to suit as individuals if they go beyond their authority. Now, Chief Hoyt has made a lifelong study of police work, and he has achieved national recognition in the field. He's honest, and he's a square shooter. Chief Hoyt and his men need your support and help in the duties which they are called upon to perform. They are your delegates to enforce your laws. It wouldn't do any harm to give that policeman, you know, a friendly word the next time you see him. The enforcement of our laws is a matter of far greater importance than the quarrel between the Shakespeare companies and the union. Whether the Shakespeare companies are right or the union is right is beside the point. The unfortunate fact is that the two have reached an impasse. Hence, this strike is liable to continue for a long time. That is extremely unfortunate, but apparently inevitable. It remains for the law enforcement agencies to see to it that both sides, the companies and the union, obey the law. It is the duty of every single citizen in this community to back the police and the courts 100% in the performance of their duties. To do anything else is to play the communist game. Next Saturday evening, we will bring you a program about your community chest. Now, here is Dick Martin with the late news bulletin.